Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In an episode of the new Netflix series about the Cowboys, Jerry Jones reveals he had cancer in 2010. It was at stage four. Now head coach Brian Schottenheimer is making his own revelation.
In episode five, it's shown that Jones had a form of melanoma, skin cancer, which required several surgeries. Today, head coach Brian Schottenheimer opened up about his own fight with thyroid cancer when he was 28. He credited former Washington owner Dan Snyder for helping him get the right doctors and cutting through the red tape.
Quite honestly, we are blessed to have some of the best connections to things like that. But like, I'm honored and humbled to say that if it wasn't for Dan Snyder, if it wasn't for the National Football League, you know, maybe my story was a little bit different.
He also mentioned his new relationship with the Lord, which helped him through a very difficult time. The Netflix series debuts next week. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, Jerry talked about his battle, how it affected him.
For me, if you need to be around a positive attitude when you're trying to deal with something like that, I've been around it. So I've been blessed to, as I dealt with that cancer, I've been blessed to get to be a part of the NFL.
He's had several surgeries, also got an experimental drug for his treatment.
A local doctor says he's glad that Jerry Jones is talking about his experience with skin cancer, since that can encourage more people to get checked.
It lets people know there are options. It reminds people that melanoma, we can treat it. We have a lot more effective medications than we once did. It's incredibly common. We operate on between 5 and 10 melanoma patients a week. We see this all the time.
Yeah, Dr. Walton Taylor with Texas Health Resources says melanoma is becoming more common, but it is treatable.
The other big story going around is still the Democrats that left Austin without a quorum. They went and met with their counterparts from Indiana today in a show of support.
Texas House Democrats left the state last week to prevent a vote on the new congressional map designed to flip five seats to the Republicans. They held a joint press conference in Chicago with the Indiana Democrats. Texas House Caucus Chair Gene Wu.
We cannot do this alone. That this is not a fight that we can sustain and win on our own. And what we need is we need more people to join us. We need more states to come to our aid.
Last week, Vice President J.D. Vance met with Indiana's Republican governor about redistricting there. Indiana Democratic State Rep Cherish Pryor.
The position we face today should trouble every American who believes in the promise of this country.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And of course, the attorney general asked a judge in Illinois to enforce the civil arrest warrants and force the Democrats back to Austin. The judge denied it.
Well, Texas Democrats, of course, have been gone now for 10 days, preventing that redistricting vote. The new maps aim to add five Republican seats, and Governor Abbott recently told CNN he could up that to 10 if California attempts redistricting for the Democrats. SMU political scientist Cal Gilson says 8 is a more realistic number, and says what Abbott is saying is
we could get 8 new Republican seats if we did thin out some of the current Republican-leaning districts, take them from, say, 62-38 Republican down to 56-44 Republican.
Now, Gilson says going further than that would likely backfire on Republicans. There are 38 congressional seats in Texas, and Democrats currently about a third of them.
Fort Worth's growing pretty fast. They're looking at how to write a budget that saves people money and also makes plans for everyone that wants to move here.
Fort Worth City Manager Jay Chapa wants to cut the property tax rate in next year's budget, but he says increasing home values and increased fees for things like wastewater and trash will make up the difference.
One of my goals was to have as little impact to the taxpayer as possible, since we're proposing several different increases on the fee side.
Chief Transformation Officer Christian Simmons says now that Fort Worth has passed 1 million people and is still growing, they need to pay to keep up the infrastructure.
About 70% of the growth comes from public safety obligations. This includes the addition of EMS.
Fort Worth is folding services from the ambulance provider MedStar into the fire department. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRWLD.
The nation's capital, Washington, D.C., National Guard troops patrolling the city. 800 of them on the streets last night. President says it is due to a crime emergency in D.C., even though the numbers are down across the board sharply over the past couple of years. But the feds have taken charge, also taking charge of D.C.'s police department. That has never happened. CBS correspondent Scott McFarlane, he tells us all about day one.
National Guard troops arrived at the Armory in southeast Washington, D.C. today, 4 miles from the White House. They'll join nearly 900 federal agents and officers that have taken posts on neighborhood streets, helping local police who are now under the authority of the Trump administration. In D.C.'s Anacostia neighborhood, Ron Moten says crime has long plagued his community, but says he and others are skeptical this is a good idea.
They're tired of violence. I get it. But my only caution is one thing can lead to the next thing. You can take over our police department today and we wake up and you take over our city.
They may not give it back.
They might not give it back.
Top Justice Department officials met with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser today while the White House defended the 30-day takeover.
We are removing as many criminals from the streets and we are cleaning up D.C. as best as we can and working with the Metropolitan Police Department to do that.
Darrell Gaston has seen the violence up close.
Those are bullet holes up there?
Yeah, bullet holes. This whole window had to be replaced right here.
A recent car chase and shooting damaged the outside of Gaston's restaurant. He welcomes an increased law enforcement presence, but says the community wants a longer-term plan to curb crime.
We can always use more police, right? But I think having police officers that are from the community, that are trained locally, is much different than having a federal police that's not trained in community policing.
Gaston also worries President Trump's words.
We're getting rid of the slums, too. We have slums here. We're getting rid of them.
Feed a stereotype about D.C.
D.C. in 2025, it's way different and safer than the D.C. that I grew up in.
Is that Scott McFarlane? He mentioned this is just for 30 days. Legally, that is the maximum amount of time the president can use the statute he's using to justify this. Beyond that, it'll take congressional approval. Critics of this takeover, though, say they're concerned that this, along with what happened earlier this summer in L.A., National Guard there as well, is just the beginning. And they're concerned cities like Chicago, Baltimore, and New York might be next. In fact, they asked the president about that last week in that news conference specifically, and he didn't rule it out.
You know what? I think I could speak a little bit about this because I lived in D.C. for a little bit, and crime was always an issue. It's never been good over there, and I've always been so embarrassed that that's our nation's capital. And everyone that works there understands what I'm talking about, too, because they told us all when we got in, this is, you got to go here. You cannot go out at certain nights. And it's not, I know people say, well, certain sides of the city. In the monuments area, that's okay. But in a lot of the city, no. And you're talking about it's not just, you know, assaults and murder. It's crime, breaking into cars, you know, getting your purse stolen, things like that.
I think
it's always been bad.
D.C.'s like, you know, it's like any other city. There are certain parts that are okay, and there are certain parts that are not. We were there, I don't know, we were there a few years ago on vacation. And, yeah, I never felt unsafe, but That said, we stayed in those areas.
Those monument parks, they're okay because they're really patrolled a lot, coincidentally. I just hope this works. I really do. And I don't think that that's controversial. I hope it works because I do think, it's been falling, but it's still at unacceptable levels, the crime there. And, you know, maybe this works. 30 days, I don't know if that's long enough, but, hey, maybe something like this happens and maybe it'll fire up other cities like Chicago and Baltimore and New York to do something more than they're doing.
Boy, what a summer it's been for a couple of nursing students from right here in North Texas. Valerie Moon with the Baylor School of Nursing and Tom Strandwitz at the TCU School of Nursing. They're back from an internship on a ship in Madagascar.
Interesting.
That ship is called the Africa Mercy. It is a floating hospital ship, basically. Every summer, they take on just 5 interns from across the country. And this year, we had 2 of those 5 from right here in North Texas.
All
Valerie
right.
and Tom, and they're with us right now on KRLD. Guys, thanks. Thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us. And Valerie, I'll start with you. Tell us about this ship and the work they do.
Yes. So everybody there, it's just such a tight community. Everyone there is there for the same purpose, the same reason, to serve others. The majority of all the volunteers, the doctors and nurses, none of them get paid. They're all just there for the exact same reason and purpose as everybody else. And they all just become this huge family on the ship. It's amazing.
Why were you interested in doing this?
So I've always wanted to go on a mission trip, but there was nothing that really, pulled me in like Mercy Ships did. And I applied thinking, I probably won't get selected. I'm sure there's hundreds of people that would love this. And then I got the call a week later, and I was so shocked. I was kind of thinking to myself, like, why me? How did I stand out? But I'm truly grateful.
Tom, what about you? Why were you drawn to this?
Through nursing school, I got really interested in public health and global health specifically, and learning about some of the healthcare disparities that exist in this country just pale in comparison to some of the lack of resources that exists in other countries. And I was just so blown away by Mercy Ship's commitment to building a sustainable culture of healthcare and giving other countries the tools to help themselves. And I just think that's such an important mission.
So what did you do, Tom? I'll start with you on the ship. What were your daily duties?
Yeah, so for the first week, we kind of got a crash course from the directors of the different departments of Mercy Ships. We talked to the head chaplain. We talked to the director of the education program for the local health professionals in Madagascar. We talked to a bunch of surgeons. And then for our second week, that was when we started our hospital rotations. We each got a day in the OR, the ward where they keep the patients before and after surgery. We got a rotation in the rehab tent, a rotation with the outpatient team, and then we also got to work in the galley to make all the food for everybody on the ship and just, see what keeps the ship going.
Valerie, what kind of cases did you deal with or does the ship deal with more often than not?
So it's interesting. When you come from a country like America and you go to a country like Madagascar where healthcare is not easily accessible, there's different kind of health issues you wouldn't expect or normally see back home. So tumors are really big there. Also, obstetric fistulas are really big there. It's things you wouldn't typically see here, and it can be difficult to see.
Did you get a chance to get off the ship? I mean, what was Madagascar like?
Yeah, we were able to get off the ship. So we actually stayed off the ship in the Seamliner Hotel to kind of immerse ourselves into the culture for the first week before they slowly kind of got us on the ship. So the people there are wonderful. They're amazing. We actually did a couple of fun little tours, like seeing the lemurs.
The people, I was struck by just how joyous they are and how they continue to live their lives in a way that we, I don't think, could fathom living and finding joy in that way. And that was very moving for me.
It sounds like you both got a lot out of this.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really did. Like I said, coming from a very developed country, America, to there, it's very life-changing and impactful to see what others have to go through and endure. And it just reminds you how grateful you are to have what you have at home. So,
Tom, do you have a favorite Madagascar food?
Yeah, so the local breed of cattle is called Zebu. And one of the restaurants that we ate at is called Dar Fifi Beach. And they serve this thing called a horseback Zebu, which is sort of Zebu mince shaped into a burger, and then they crack a fried egg on top of it, and it's served with rice, and it was delicious.
Wow. But no lemurs on the menu.
No lemurs, no sir.
Guys, listen, I can't thank you enough for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us. And welcome home, by the way. Is it good to be back in Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a long way getting here.
That is Tom Strandwitz, the TCU School of Nursing, Valerie Moon with the Baylor School of Nursing.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.